Welcome to the Ramblings of My Soul. I'm Amy McNaughton, and I am the queen rambler of this podcast. I'm a gal who likes to shoot from the hip, which means I'm not about fluff and BS. After this intro, you're going to hear a raw recording that I've created without any edits at all. That means what you're going to be hearing going forward are not polished recordings. They're me sharing thoughts as they come into my awareness and move through me. They're thoughts that are simply just too good to keep to myself. They're also thoughts that can transform your life when you open yourself up and allow yourself to consider what you're about to hear. I'm Amy, and I invite you to discover the more that you are. I have been luxuriating these days in watching surfers. The motivation, the determination they have is unbelievable and incredible. It's absolutely incredible to watch them. And I'm talking about just walking with their surfboards down the rocks, across the rocks, to get where they want to be, where they need to be, where they know it's calling to them. They are willing to do what it takes. And then I had this thought. If I have shared beliefs of people who limit themselves and balk at everything that is positive in this world, that means that I'm going to be sharing beliefs that do not serve me. And if something doesn't serve me, it is not going to help me grow and expand my life. Now, I'm sharing this with you because it is so simple to fall into this swirl of life where people are complaining, and we slip into that belief of, oh yeah, I saw that too, or oh, I can't believe that happened. We fall into that just so effortlessly. Now, what would happen if we fell into a belief that is shared by surfers? Get up early, catch that wave. And here's the thing, you have to catch it. That means you have to have that determination to keep moving forward and do what you need to do, irrelevant of it's rainy, it's foggy, it's this. I have been out here for, I'm going to say, probably 3 to 7 days a week for the past month. And I've been watching the surfers. I've been watching their patience and their tenacity. And it's absolutely incredible and so, so inspiring. I've watched countless young men and a young woman. I've seen her a few times now, and it's just amazing. And one of the first people that I saw that was so inspiring to me was someone who was paddleboarding. And this gentleman is, I'm going to say mid-60s, maybe a little older. And he goes out, he was sharing with me that he goes out almost every day, as long as it's not really rough and rocky, because paddleboarding, you need some kind of smooth water for it. But here he is, he goes out every day. And I was like, wow. I said to him, wow, you are such an inspiration. So I'm sharing this again because who are people that inspire you? And you don't have to know them. You you don't have to know them. You just have to watch them and go like, oh my gosh, this is fantastic. Watching this person makes me feel so good. And you know what? You may not know what it is at first that has you watching them and monitoring, like, what are they doing? You might not know what it is that has you pulling yourself forward, getting into a space of desire and motivation. You get into that space where you have that pull forward, and it's undeniable. Just, it feels so good that you step into it and you let it just pull you forward. That's what's been happening for me watching the surfers. And honestly, most of the ones I see are at a really far distance. Like they're far over there. I mean they look like ducks from where I'm sitting. However, the interesting thing is, the more I pay attention to that feeling, to that calling, that sense of curiosity, the closer I'm getting to the surfers. And what I mean by that is, now I'm noticing that there's ones coming right where I park my car. And then they walk down these, I'm going to say, treacherous rocks. That's what they look like to me. No, I'm going to correct myself on that. That's what they looked like to me. But looks are deceiving. Because if they were really treacherous, would these surfers be walking down these rocks, down the face of these rocks? As I say that, I'm thinking maybe they would. Because if our desire for something, if our desire is bigger than the bullshit stories we tell ourselves, imagine what we would be willing to do. And now, as I say that, I'm sitting here and I'm making up stories about myself, about why I couldn't surf and why I couldn't do this or why I couldn't do that. So by doing that, I diminish everything that I have accomplished, everything that I have stepped out and taken the leap. I diminish all that. So, I invite you to consider your own life and pay attention to, are you diminishing what you've accomplished? Are you allowing space in your day to be motivated and inspired and have that pull forward that says, yes, I need to go this way, I need to do that? And trusting, because you may not even know what that pull forward is. You may not have any idea what it's about. So the big thing that I want to invite you to do is to trust in that experience that is moving through you. That thing that fills you up and just makes you start walking towards something, physically or metaphorically. There is that desire to go in a certain direction. There is a desire to do something you've never done before. There's an incredible sense of curiosity to explore. I'm inviting you to defy logic, because quite often that creative side of us makes no sense at all. And yet it fills us up with so much. And if we deny it, we deny ourselves new possibilities, new opportunities that are right in front of us. And yet we've been taught like it's not logical. Don't do it. I'm inviting you to go after it. And if it doesn't make sense, well, hell yeah. Go after it even more so. Because it's those things so often that make absolutely no sense that inspire us. They inspire us to do more, to want more out of life. And what I'm saying, that want more than what we currently have. You step into that desire and absolutely anything is going to be possible for you. And it just takes that first step. Be willing to get out in front of that feeling you have and let it be that gentle nudge that gives you, like, not a push forward, but this loving embrace that pulls you forward. I'm Amy McNaughton, and I invite you to discover the more that you are. And you are so much more than you can even imagine in this moment.